what we're really starting to understand is the impact of living in cities that have been designed by men and for men. And so really at the forefront of the job that we feel is needed is to really start to include women's voices in urban planning and urban design. And we're seeing women on the streets, as they say, claiming it back. But I think that this is what's rising to the top, is how we include women in these decisions. Where at the moment, the story that I'm telling is one that is really about research-focused interventions and those that relate to women's experiences. And actually, women see CCTV camera as a forensic tool that is useful after something really awful has happened to them. So actually, if we're thinking about feelings of safety, CCTV camera is not the answer. And most women will tell you that. And we actually heard that in the media most recently. We heard it after Jill Maher. This is something that's very clear that's coming from
Does it stop perpetrators, though?
Well, actually, for a long time we thought it did, but there's research that is being undertaken by RMIT at the moment and the Department of Justice that is going to actually tell us that that kind of idea of it deterring crime is actually not true either. So we really need to think carefully about how we're spending money, how we're responding to these particular issues. But I think actually this idea that we need to think about what makes women feel safer is very important, and certainly cameras is not one of them.
So what are some? What would be on your high on your list?
Yeah. So I think that the thing that we've been working on at the moment, even though it's been criticised in the media over the past couple of days, is this idea of lighting. And we've undertaken a very large research project which actually says that it's not brighter light that's better. What we actually need is lights that really meet women's needs of safety, their feelings of safety. And this is about a warmer light, a more diffuse light. And we did this research with Arup Lighting Engineers. We looked at over 80 hotspots in Melbourne, mm-hmm. and we really analysed those hotspots to see how women were responding to the kind of different lighting that's happening in areas, and it's actually going to change
right.
public policy.
And so when you say hotspot, what defines a hotspot? Is there any common thread?
Yeah, there is actually. So a lot of our recent research has looked at what we call typologies where these things are occurring, and we know that certainly the street is the absolute highest space where women are experiencing sexual violence and street harassment. But also following that is public transport spaces where they're very transitory spaces, and that's almost the same level as parks. So the very busy, the overcrowded, and the very desolate and kind of deserted, these are the kinds of spaces where women are feeling and having unsafe experiences.